Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As warm as it may seem outdoors, especially with the unseasonably warm temperatures we've been having lately, the holiday season is just around the corner. One of the best parts that many gardeners enjoy about the holidays is indoor beautiful holiday plants. If you are one of the gardeners who enjoys indoor holiday plants, we've got some tips today to help you get your amaryllis to bloom or rebloom for the holiday season. If you are getting a new amaryllis bulb and hoping to have it bloom by Christmas, keep in mind it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks after planting for an amaryllis bulb that is purchased to produce blooms. You should plant the amaryllis bulb around now in early November for spectacular blooms around Christmas and New Year season. Increase the odds of having an amaryllis in bloom for your Christmas celebration. Pot up an amaryllis bulb in early November and a second one several days later so that no matter what the bloom period, you have one in bloom. If you've never potted up an amaryllis bulb before, there's a couple different ways you can purchase them. You can either purchase them in pre-planted pots. Now, if you do that, you will want to make sure that you check the pot. And if the container you purchased it in does not have drainage holes, remove the bulb and replant it in a pot with good drainage holes. Treat it just basically like an unplanted bulb. If you do purchase an unplanted bulb or find you need to repot one you've purchased from the store, select a large solid bulb. Occasionally, large bulbs will often produce even two flower stalks. Take your pick from multiple different types of flowers and colors of amaryllis, but always select a pot that is approximately 1 to 2 inches wider than the diameter of the bulb. Whether it's clay, ceramic, or plastic, make sure it has drainage holes in the bottom, and you use a well-drained potting soil to add your amaryllis bulb to. Start by adding a small amount of potting soil at the bottom of the pot. Center the bulb in the middle of the pot and add additional potting soil, firming around the roots and the bulbs as you go up. Once finished potting, the upper half of the bulb should remain above the soil surface, and make sure you also leave about an inch between the soil surface and the pot's rim to avoid water overflow. Water well and place in a warm 75 degree location. Check the pot before watering a pre-planted amaryllis bulb. And again, if you don't have drainage holes in that pre-planted amaryllis bulb that you've purchased, go ahead and repot that. You don't want to get the bulbs sitting in water. They do not bloom well. After the initial watering, allow soil to dry somewhat before watering again. You want to keep the soil moist but not wet. When growth appears, move the plant to a sunny window and apply a dilute fertilizer solution every 2 to 4 weeks. As the plant is growing, turn the pot each day to keep the flower stalk growing straight. Stalks that lean badly will need to be staked. Once your amaryllis begins to bloom, you can move the plant to a slightly cooler 65 to 70 degree location that does not receive direct sunlight, and this will help prolong the life of those flower blooms. If you have an amaryllis that is done blooming, some folks choose to get rid of those bulbs, but if you would like to care for them, you do have a couple options. More information on all the different ways you can get your amaryllis bulb to reflower are available on the latest Yard and Garden article on the ISU Extension website. Be sure to check that out. As for upcoming events in Cass County, our ISU Extension calendar online and in our office is continuing to be full as we head into November. Upcoming on November 15th, we will be celebrating this past year in Cass County as our Cass County 4-H Convention happening next Sunday, November 15th. County Convention will be 2 p.m. in the Cass County Community Center, and all of our 4-H clubs, leaders, volunteers, and supporters invited to come out and celebrate another great year in Cass County 4-H. Shortly after that, Monday, November 23rd at the Cass County Community Center, Cass County Extension is very excited to be involved in the second annual Fall Harvest Market. Be sure to come out and help us celebrate all of our local producers, whether they be livestock producers, fruits and vegetables, or local craft people. A variety of local products will be available for you to purchase, sample, and enjoy as you wander around the second annual Indoor Harvest Holiday Market. That is coming up again Monday, November 23rd, the Monday right before Thanksgiving, 3:30 to 7:30 here at the Cass County Community Center. more information on that available on our website. We are still looking for vendors. More information on that website about the upcoming recipe contest associated with that. And keep checking back to the website. We'll be posting updates on entertainment, vendors, and more. As always, all of this information and more available on our website. Find that. Follow us on Facebook. Give us a call, 243-1132, or stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street to find out what's going on with Extension in Cass County. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson.